Director Craig Smith, Riches and firstly, yes. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much for having us.
Okay, and I also want to welcome Heidi Brouwer, who is the Marketing Director for Hollard. The insurance people, you're the people who paint the highway purple, right? We're going to get to you in a minute. Heidi, how far is this Hollard Daredevil run?
It's only 5Ks.
Okay.
So it starts at Zoo Lake, and we run up to the Hollard building.
Oh, the beautiful Herbert Baker.
Have a cold drink and wait for everybody to join us. And we then continue down Jan Smuts in peak hour traffic to chaos and mayhem. And we have some fun.
And what response do you get from the drivers when people
all
drive?
All sorts.
Really?
The girls seem to like it, especially the guys with the good bodies.
Yeah.
They take photos and hang out the windows and hoot and carry on. The guys are irritated because they want to go for a beer or get home on a Friday afternoon. But you know what? It's for a good cause, so we don't really care.
You know, I'm seeing opportunities here. I mean, sell spectator seats along the highway.
It's not a bad idea.
You know, do something for the girls.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, there are some very good-looking guys with stomach muscles and big muscles and all kinds. And then there's the fatter guys. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a good cause, and we're trying to create awareness for this terrible disease.
For prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Craig, how did you get involved with this? Well, in fact, even before that, what is your motivation for joining, you know, the Daredevil run? I mean, you're the official spokesperson.
Well, yes, I'm one of them. But for me, it was a case of this all happened by chance. Last year, I was training for an event, and the Daredevil run came along, and I thought, oh, why not? On the 3rd of March, one of my friends unfortunately passed on, and I decided to go and have a medical. And lo and behold.
Because it was sudden.
Yeah, it was sudden. He was the same age as me, and it was, you know, one day to the next type of thing. And I went for the medical, and the doctor phoned me back and said, we've got a problem. I went in for subsequent tests, etc., and it came back, and it's after MRIs and sonars and all kinds of bits and pieces, it came back, and they said, look, you know, it's prostate cancer. I find I'm one of the very lucky ones because it was caught extremely early in my case, and it's extremely treatable. And I think that's what, you know, the guys at Hollard are trying to do is when you get into your 40s, especially in prostate cancer, it's important that you go and have a blood test done, and that's all it is. You know, there's this mindset amongst men that you go for this prostate check. It's invasive and horrendous. It's actually not. It's just a blood test. You know, subsequent to that, yes, you do go for various.
So you're actually having a blood test for your heart and for other
everything,
things.
Everything, cholesterol, and heart, everything.
And your physical levels came back very high.
Yeah. So my PSA levels came back through the roof.
What's PSA?
Prostate specific antigen.
Okay.
That's the test that they utilize to check prostate levels.
Was there any indication? Was there like slower urination
nothing.
Or anything that led you to believe that you could have?
Absolutely nothing. Because we were still in early stages, you know, you do get symptoms, blood in the urine and so on. But in my case, it was simply that my friend had passed away and I thought, oh my goodness, let me just go and have everything checked.
Because, I mean, most of us, talking about somebody who's very naive about these sort of issues, you kind of think this is only going to affect men in their 60s and 70s. And there's that stat that people say men die with it, not of it.
It's a huge lie.
Yes, it is.
It is a huge lie. That, in fact, and correct me if you know differently, but I was speaking to somebody, to a prostate proctologist, I think he was, or a urologist, he's a professor in Pretoria, and he actually said that is an absolute lie, and it was based on one case. One case. Younger and younger men are being diagnosed with
that,
because it's not.
Is that what's happening
true.
Now?
Yeah.
So you're saying a PSA test could basically save a life?
Well,
a PSA test
saved my life. Because make no mistake, you will die from this if you don't have it treated. You know, as soon as it metastasizes
like
and gets into your lymphatic system, you've got problems. And, you know, you go stage 1, 2, 3, 4, and then, you know, you're not going to be around for very much longer. So it's an absolute myth that you can't die from this. You really, really can. Once it metastasizes, it spreads throughout your body.
Craig, am I allowed to ask you how you treated it? Because I know there are very different treatment methods from radiation to prostatectomies to all sorts of treatments.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we went in and I had a brachytherapy done, which is basically a little radium pellet implant.
The pellets, yeah.
That's unbelievable. That.
It's incredible, yeah. You know, and my numbers have been coming down. Every quarter I go back and have them checked and touch wood. They're coming down and hopefully we'll continue along those lines.
So you must be just a bit of a problem going through airport security. You must just come off and set the buzzers off.
I think he goes through clothed.
Yeah, I do.
It doesn't matter. He's buzzing.
Like get a sum.
And aren't you like not supposed to put little babies on your lap and stuff like that and play with them because it's radioactive? And
after those treatments, I think it's only 24 hours that you should, if it's the same thing. Anyway.
Do we have stats on prostate cancer in terms of how many people?
I'll tell you what. We've got a good news. Craig Smith is joining us. He is one of the spokespeople for the Daredevil Run. I'm very excited to talk about this, as I'm sure are you. I'm going to be speaking to Hayley Brower. She is the marketing director for Hollard Insurance. I want to find out the backstory. What is it that spoke to them that got them involved as the main sponsors of the Daredevil Run? And you know what? It takes such incredible, incredible bravery, not just to run 5 kilometers in a Speedo, but, you know, I mean, on the serious side, the people who need to be aware that go and have your prostate, people, men.
Hello, 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 and hello again. Yeah, it's 101.9 Chai FM. Time has gone 5 past 5. And we are very lucky to still have in studio Craig Smith, the spokesperson for the Daredevil Run, and Heidi Brower, the marketing director at Hollard Insurance Company. Must tell you, Heidi, I'm not surprised to hear that Hollard is involved in an initiative such as this, because in my other life, I have a lot to do with insurance, and I'm quite aware that Hollard is kind of keen to do things in an innovative and different way. So this doesn't surprise me in the least.
I'm happy to know you have an association with us, and I think that that's the essence of Hollard is exactly that, is we get to take what we do seriously but not ourselves, which gives us unique permission to do the kind of thing that Daredevil does, which is get people, not only men, to talk about male cancers because men don't talk about these things. You know, women have gotten used to pap smears and mammograms and things, but I always say this in my sons who are in their 20s now roll their eyes. Nobody ever told me as a mom to teach my boy children how to check their bits. And we just don't absolutely talk about these things. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say nuts. oh, dear. I did.
It's a Jewish radio station. We use Yiddish words.
Oh, okay. My Beitzim.
Beitzim.
I can do. Yes, I can do Beitzim.
They've lost the plot. They've lost the plot, both of them. Let's get you both back on track here. Yeah, thank you, says the man as he goes a little bit red in the face. Yeah, glad to see you are too. This is Advantage. Okay. Heidi, it's important what you're saying. So
before the news, there was a mention of what the stats are, and I think we must remember that we're talking about two kinds of cancers. We're talking about prostate cancer and testicular cancer, and the one affects starts earlier in life, testicular, and prostate later in life. And the other thing is that there's also this misperception that it's a white man's disease, and it's not. In fact, stats are that prostate cancer will affect one in eight or one in nine white men, and 1 in 4 to 6 black men. So this is serious. You know, if 10 guys are standing in a row, just think how many are going to be affected by prostate cancer. And testicular can start as young as age 15, which is why we're absolutely thrilled that schools are involved in this. So we have an incredible schools challenge where a bunch of Joburg high schools are challenging each other, and they are amazing. So young men are starting to talk about this, which is what we need, because it's just been taboo.
No, you're absolutely right. It is taboo. I can't ever remember in my life having a discussion about this in my youth. No. Who spoke about these things?
Yeah. So, I tell you also, Kathy spoke about the backstory, and I think that's important too. This is the 10th year of Daredevil, the 9th run, and it started with a dare, a bunch of guys that were in a pub and they wanted to do something for charity, and as in good stories, it's morphed over time and I'll probably get it a bit wrong. But basically, the guys had had a beer or two and they said, we'll challenge you and I'll give money for charity if you run through, the traffic in peak hour in a Speedo.
Yeah.
And that's really how it began. And in fact, in a launch dinner that we had the other night, that Craig was at, the founder was there, terrific guy was there, who was part of it. And we were lucky. So it's actually for us not a sponsorship. It was born in the Hollard family in one of our previous businesses that's now part of us called Etana. So it's really part of our lives. And that stopping the traffic on a Friday afternoon so that people say, what is going on here, is exactly what we need so that people start to talk about this subject that has been historically taboo. And we were speaking earlier about the stigma, this perceived stigma, I'm making quotation marks, that's associated with it, which shouldn't be, right? So the more we talk about it, the more lives we save. And that's what we have to do.
Heidi, we talk about taboo, right? So one of our listeners, Neil, has actually said we should call it the family jewels. That's the first thing that he says,
is
that we should call it family jewels.
Happy.
But we don't mind using the word Batesim, right? Batesim or eggs?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Batesim permission, I think, granted, right?
Right. The second thing is that another listener said, my prostate examiner was so embarrassed during my examination. How should I feel about that? And that, it comes down to, why are we so awkward about our bodies?
Well, I mean, I think that's a thing. We've actually created a spin-off. I was going to say a sister initiative, but that seems a bit wrong. It's a brother initiative to Daredevil called Gynae, spelled G-U-Y. Gynae, because
I see that poster outside, that billboard outside your offices.
Right. So women have gynaes, men need a gynae too, someone that they can go to and not feel uncomfortable about talking about their male health issues. And so, in fact, we're trying to develop a database of doctors who are comfortable with that kind of thing, and equipping them so that they can have healthy conversations.
I love that you're taking it forward, that it's developing, it's going somewhere. It's not just an awareness run. As important as creating that awareness is, there's a direction, and you're doing something with that awareness.
Well, you know, it doesn't happen once a year, right? It's going on every single day.
That's
people
true.
Are being diagnosed, so we have to do that. And we have an incredible partnership with the Cancer Association and the Prostate Cancer Foundation. So we fund the run, and every cent that is spent on entry fees goes in part to the Cancer Foundation, Cancer Association, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation. Cancer Association runs, they've built a thing called a man van, which is a little purple truck that goes into outreach areas to teach and test for the male cancers. Because, you know, access to these health services is also limited, and the taboo factor, if you think it's taboo in the higher socioeconomic circles, can you imagine what it's like in more traditional environments? It's really difficult. And when you understand that the stats of prostate cancer are even higher in black men in South Africa than in white men, we've got a big job of work to do.
Gosh. Heidi, I just wish you much success, and just well done on this initiative.
Thank
really.
You.
All the best to you.
We just thrilled. If you want to make a donation and you don't want to run, well then go.
Yeah,
to
can
the
we just talk about this woman paying for spectators? I would be prepared to pay to be a spectator, and it might be another income stream for Hollard that you can then put back into the community and, you know, open more clinics.
Well, you see, we can do that. I think that's a line extension to the product, right? So we'll have to look into that for sure.
There we go. All right. So seriously, is this only for men, obviously, right?
Yes, and I think that's very important, because I heard earlier there was jesting before we came on about where the girls in the speed in the bikinis. This is very, very deliberately and exclusively male run. Because
and it's okay to have something that's exclusively gender specific?
It's important, because the minute that we have Women, we start with, we don't want peacocking and strutting, and we don't want men to feel uncomfortable. And it's incredible that the minute the run's over, you think the guys are going to put their clothes on. They don't.
They don't.
They have a beer, they have a Coke, they hang around because they're comfortable, and that's what we want.
And I think it's so key what you're saying. Women are used to talking about their bodies and afflictions and emotions, and men just don't do it.
No,
it's just not something we do. It's not cool. It's not done. And so you're saving lives. And the other thing that people need to realize is that rather get the bad news than pretend there is no news. Because that's another very male thing to do is, well, if I don't go and have the test, there's nothing there. And I mean, it sounds insane. It sounds illogical, but it's a very primal thing to do.
Right. And I think it's important also, just a small thing, that part of the entry fee for men over 40 is that on the day when you come to the run, you will also be given, if you want it, a prostate-specific antigen, the PSA blood test. So that's another service that cancer offers, the Cancer Association offers on the day of the run. Yeah. We really do want to save lives, and we do. Every year we measure the stats of how many people go forward for further testing. And you realize, you know, you save one life. How many family members is that? It's not just one guy, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had somebody weigh in, Nikki's weighing in, saying, how prevalent is breast cancer in men? Would you have any idea?
So I don't know the stats offhand, but I was a nurse in my former life. Don't even ask. Goes back a long way. And it's the same tissue, right? So it's the same.
No reason why it shouldn't happen, is there?
So it's relevant to men as well. We just focus on the other kind.
Remarkable, remarkable work you're doing. One thing about Hollard I just want to tell you, because I'm the Cape Townian in the room, and I know very little about Joburg, and I landed up at a function in the Hollard building, and I turn around, Kathy, and it's the old Jewish orphanage. I didn't know that. It is full of memorabilia all over the place of this incredible institution that existed, I don't know for how long, but served this community in the most remarkable way. So there's concentric circles happening
here.
Absolutely.
It's quite very remarkable. Special. Come for a visit. We'll take you for a walk and show you around. It's very, very special.
I might just take you up on that.
All right. So thank you very, very much. Hayley Brower, who's the marketing director from Hollard. And Craig, I just want to end off with you. Any man listening now who's never had a PSA test, what would you say?
Just, you know what, next time you go for a medical, just ask your doctor to check the PSA. It's a little tick sheet on the form that they do all of the other blood tests on. It'll come back and it'll say, you're okay, or there's something to worry about.
And sometimes it could just be elevated, but it isn't something to worry about.
Exactly. So if it's mildly elevated, it's not really a problem. If it's really, really high, then, you know, you've got to go to your urologist and you've got to have it checked out. But, you know, the initial test is a blood test. That's all it is. And, you know, for the guys that are out there that don't want to do the run, you know, come and have the PSA done anyway.
Yeah.
It really is so important. And, you know, if we can reach just one listener today and get them to just go and have this PSA done and come back maybe next week in 2 weeks' time and say, guys, listen, I went and had it done. It came back negative. I'm feeling fantastic.
Thank you very, very much. And from a woman to the men in our lives, to our fathers and our sons and our brothers and our lovers and our boyfriends and our husbands, we love you. Please go and do it.